Mishnah Dalet here, Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalet. This is the flip side of Mishnah Beis. In Mishnah Beis, if you recall, we said, oh, all kinds of different cases where he would be responsible for Dalet V'Hei, for four or five payments. Here is where he won't be. So, for example, Ganav al Pishnayim, two witnesses saw him steal it. V'tavach u'machar al Pi'erechad, and then only one witness saw him actually sell it or sheft it. So you might have thought, well, we know he's a thief. We have, the Reglaima there. Like, obviously, he's a thief, and we got someone testifying that they saw him not only steal it, but sell it. So he should have to pay five times. No, without the proper edim on the selling, he only pays the kefil payment on the theft. Or piatmo, even if he admits it himself. That's not going to help you. Mishalom tashlumi kefil. He only pays a double, ve'enam mishalom tashlumi arba v'chamisha, not the four or five. Since we haven't got witnesses, it said four or five. There's no chiddush here of him admitting it also. The difference would be that him admitting it, the mission structure to say either one aid or him, which is teaching you that him admitting it is like one aid. So if a second aid comes, he admitted it and say, I stole it. If another aid comes, they can partner up, so to speak, with his testimony and make him guilty. Strange as that sounds. Now,
but then even if himself,
if he does.
So even if it's the other, even if you don't have a second witness, can he be prosecuted on his own?
Well, normally not, but if you have one witness plus him, one witness plus him in this case.
You can't testify against yourself.
No, for financial obligations, you can. Hodas baldin kamei eitin dami. One guy, if I admit I stole your money, it's like 100 witnesses testifying that I stole it and I have to pay you back.
No.
So here's the case. I'm admitting. So
what do they need the second guy for then?
Here. Well, because usually. No, good question. Usually, because when it comes to kanas, a mode of a kanas. I share Yershiun Elohim, the judges have to make me guilty. So if I make myself guilty, I don't pay. But if I make myself guilty, but another aid also making me guilty doesn't help. Now it's back to them. They're making me a bad guy. Okay? Now. Fine. Ganav tavach b'Shabbos. What happens if I steal it and then I shecht it on Shabbos. Now, shechita on Shabbos is an isidoraisa, chi of skila, since there's a capital crime here. So then, we're talking now, kimudarab mine, since we apply the worst of the two punishments, which is the death penalty, and therefore, I will not have to pay anything, because I was shechted on Shabbos. Meaning, if I stole it on Tuesday and I shecht it on Thursday, I'm punished for paying the four or five payments on the shechita payment, because of the capital crime involved. Is that clear? In other words, I'll pay the double payment for this theft, but I won't pay the three more because I shechted it on Shabbos, which is an isser with a death penalty. Again, even if I'm not going to get executed, but the fact that that's the crime, I'll be able to talk. Ganav v'tavach l'avodah zarah. Same goes if I stole it and then I shechted it for avodah zarah, since that's an isser d'oraisa, capital crime to shecht avodah zarah, I'll be pater for the payment the three more payments. God of Mishal Aviv, the mace, Aviv, the Achakach, Tavach, Machar. If I steal it from my father, then my father dies, and then I shecht it. Since when I shecht it was already partly mine, through the inheritance, I'll be able to talk. God of Hikdish, the Achakach, Tavach, Machar. If I stole it, then I was Makdish it, and then I shecht it, based on Mikdishes, again I'll be Pater, because from the four or five payments, because not Rehu anymore, it's the base of Mikdashes. So therefore, Mishalom Tashlumei Kefil, in all cases, I'll pay the double payment, because I stole, and that pays the double. Veinu Mishalom Tashlumei Arba V'Chamisha, but I'll be exempt from paying the extra three, making a five-time payment for a cow, or extra two, fourth-time payment for a sheep. Reb Shimon Omer, it actually depends. Even when it comes to Kachim, it's true about Re'ehu. It says Yishalim Shnaim L'Re'ehu, pay a double to his friend, that would exclude the Beis Hamikdash. But he says it depends on what kind of Kachim you're talking about. Because if it's Kachim Shechayev B'Achriyusam, if it's Kachim that is, the owner has an obligation to be responsible for its replacements. Remember back in Megillah it said the difference between the Neder and the Dava. A neder is where I'm on myself, hare ola alai. I'm taking a personal accepting myself to bring an ola to the Beis Hamikdash. So even if I say, and the ola is going to be Bessie, so if Bessie ends up dying or getting lost, who cares? It's a personal obligation. I have to bring a new one. So I have achrayas. I have to replace Bessie with a new animal if she becomes a puzzle for a korban. If I do what's called a nadava, meaning I don't say I'm bringing a korban. I say Bessie is the korban. Bessie is now going to be Hare Zu Ola. Bessie is going to go on the Mizbech. So if Bessie dies or gets a mum, what do you want from me? I'm Mizmaktish Bessie. Bessie can't bring, so I'm I'm not Achrayas to replace her with somebody else. I never said I'd bring a korban. I said Betsy is a korban. Now she's invalid. She's invalid. So Rabbi Shimon says, listen, if it's chayav b'achrayas, if I have to replace Betsy with a new one, so then if you steal and shech my animal, so of course you should. So Rabbi Shimon says, of course that's like still mine. It hasn't been brought yet, and therefore you have to pay me five times. Tishlumi arba v'chamisha. She'ein chayav b'achrayusim. If it's just saying, oh, harezu, Betsy is the korban, and you steal and shecht it, so then you're putter from 4 or 5 because it wasn't mine anymore. It was really the base mikdashes, and no personal losses occurred on my part. So there's no re'ehu payments, no 4 or 5 payments to your friend, which is me. Okay.